This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. For the last 25 years, thousands of people from around the world travel to Western North Carolina to attend the Swannanoa Gathering. It's a chance to learn about the old-time music traditions of Appalachia. The summer program includes a series of workshops on traditional folk and Celtic music. It aims to bring novices and experts together to spur interest in the craft and carry on the traditions. The Swannanoa Gathering kicks off next week at Warren Wilson College in Asheville and runs through the beginning of August. Joining me now is Doug Orr. He's the president emeritus at Warren Wilson College, and he started the gathering back in the early 90s. Doug Orr, hello.
Good afternoon, Frank. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us as well. And along with Doug is David Holt and Josh Goforth. They play North Carolina throughout. They're going to be playing in North Carolina throughout the month. And then they're going to give us samples of the music. David on the guitar and vocals. Hello, David Holt.
Hey, Frank. How you doing? Great to be with you again.
Good to be with you. And Josh Goforth on the fiddle and backup vocals. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Doug, let me ask you about the motivation for getting this started back in the early 90s.
Sure, Frank. I had been to some music camps in West Virginia. My wife and I are both folk musicians. So the minute I stepped foot on the Warren Wilson campus, it occurred to me, perfect place for a summer music camp. And there was already a tradition there. David Holt headed up the Appalachian Music Program in the late 70s. Many other distinguished traditional musicians had been there. And, of course, Asheville is such a great setting for that. And then, additionally, as I looked around, the mountains kind of embraced the campus. Perfect setting to bring people from all over the country and all over the world to celebrate the tradition. And we did want to offer workshops for individuals to learn banjo licks or new songs, but also to enhance and sustain the great tradition, which could easily be lost if we don't tend to that. And then third, create what we call a magical musical village where people feel that it's safe space to stretch, to try something new. Consequently, I went to my old music friend, professional musician Jim McGill, who I knew in my Charlotte days, to be our founding director. And Jim has superbly directed and led it ever since, bringing in some of the top musicians really from all over the world.
How does that structure of the workshop compare to that of a festival? I mean, you've got kind of both things going on, right? There's music performances, but also, as you say, you've got the amateurs and the pros working together. How does that structure work?
Well, it probably feels a bit like a festival at night, Frank, with the moon coming up, the tunes in the air, the mountains all around. But during the day are the workshops, by an hour long each, by these skilled musicians who we also hire because they are nurturing individuals. They are accessible to the students. There are a couple of concerts every week. There are jam sessions everywhere. Usually after lunch, we have a short presentation of one kind or another. So, yeah, there's a bit of festivity and festival to it, but it also is very much a teaching scenario. Most of all, though, is that sense of community that brings people together. And I have to say they take with them when they go back to their homes.
Well, David and Josh, I wonder if we can hear a sample of some of the music that you might hear at the gathering, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about the song we're going to hear.
This is a tune that Merle Travis wrote for his mentor, a fellow named Mose Rager, and it's a finger-picking guitar piece, and there's some great finger-picking teachers that come to the Swannanoa Gathering. I know this year Pat Donahue's coming, and I go and take classes myself. So let's do that one, Josh.
Yeah.
Kentucky, there's a fella mighty lucky by the way he makes the guitar moan. He keeps hanging around, picking around the country store, a picking like a chicken, picking up corn. Every girl in the county gathers all around him because he's got the rhythm in his bones. And feet start scooting with a shuffle and drag when they hear the rhythm of the guitar rat. He makes a guitar moan, makes the grumbling groan. Wind starts picking and plugging them strings. He can make the deacon do the buckhand wing. All the fat and the skinny does a little shimmy, and the head start to wiggle and wag.
and the feet start scooting with a shovel and drag. When they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag, let's hear it. Makes the guitar moan, makes a grumbling groan. When it starts picking and plugging them strings, he can make the deacon do the buck and wing. All the fat and the skinny does a little shimmy, and the head start to wiggle and wag, and the feet start scooting with a shovel and drag. When they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag,
David Holt and Josh Goforth playing the guitar rag, and they're going to play across the state of North Carolina next month. With us today to give us a sample of music from the Swannanoa Gathering, happening next month in Asheville. Also with me is the gathering's founder, Doug Orr. Doug, this is we associate this with America, and the Appalachian region certainly has international roots, but it is also drawing people from all over the world to come and learn how to play this stuff, isn't it?
It sure is, and the family tree of the music is so interesting, Frank, and as you know, Fiona Ritchie and I wrote a book about it, Wayfaring Strangers, the music transported across the seas from Scotland and Ireland and other places and filtered down into the southern Appalachians. Could have been lost, but the song catchers, the tradition bearers, kept it alive, folks like David Holt and Josh Goforth, and by the way, Guitar Rag is on their latest CD, Good Medicine, that was just released a couple of years ago. But, you know, a very important ingredient of the Swannanoa Gathering, Frank, is to carry on the tradition. And consequently, we've given a lot of priority and attention to the youth movement. We have 45 youth scholarships every summer for promising youth so that they have free tuition. We have a children's program up to age 12 because we really feel a responsibility to carry on the tradition to the next generations. And folks like David Holt and Josh Goforth and others who teach in the gathering are great mentors for these young people.
Well, David and Josh, can I get you to play another song for us?
Yeah, we're going to play a fiddle tune. This one's called Little Billy Wilson. And the fiddle tunes are kind of the bedrock of this old mountain music. And so let's do one of those. Here we go, Little Billy Wilson.
David Holt and Josh Goforth playing Little Billy Wilson, a sample of the kind of music you might hear at the Swannanoa Gathering next month in Asheville. Also with me is Doug Orr, who is president emeritus of Warren Wilson College. And I guess Billy Wilson, I think, was Warren Wilson's father. Is that right, Doug?
Making that up. We'll certainly claim him, Frank.
go ahead and just say that. Yeah. Tell us about...
Yeah, we'll claim him.
Hey, David, let me ask you a question, because I know that you started the Appalachian Music Program at Warren Wilson College back in the 70s, carried it into the 80s. I understand here's the objective of Swannanoa. Let's keep the tradition alive, get people out playing it. Now you're bringing it into the classroom. We're back there in the 70s. What was the objective of bringing this to the classroom as well?
Well, in those days, it's actually the same objective as the Swannanoa Gathering has now, and that is get folks who can really play well into the college to actually teach people to play. There's lots of music programs, but they don't really do applied music. I was getting these old-timers that were born in the late 1800s down onto the campus to teach. They didn't really know how to teach, but the students knew how to learn, and they learned how to teach. And so we had a lot of people learning these things that would have been just lost without that.
I wonder if I can get you to play another song for us.
Sure. We were thinking about Bascom Lunsford, who started the first folk festival in America here in Asheville, North Carolina, back in 1928, I think it was. and he was a fellow that went around collecting these old songs up in here in the mountains. And this is a beautiful song that he wrote, or he collected, about anybody who's ever left home. It's sad to be parted from those that we love, strange faces we see every day. Each heartstring of mine is broken in time when I think of those dear ones at home. Goodbye, dear old stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless those I leave with a sigh. I'll cherish fond memories when I am far away, to roam o'er this wide world alone. I stood on my doorstep at evening and morn, the wind whispered by with a moan. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone, to roam o'er this wide world alone. Goodbye, dear old stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless those I leave with a sigh. I'll cherish fond memories when I am far away, to roam o'er this wide world alone. Hey, Josh. Doorstep when school time was o'er, I wished for the time to go by. Oh, now it has gone, and I stand here alone to bid this old stepstone goodbye. Goodbye, dear old stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless those I leave with a sigh. I'll cherish fond memories when I am far away, to roam o'er this wide world alone.
David Holt and Josh Goforth. The song is Stepstone, the kind of song you might hear at the Swannanoa Gathering next month at Warren Wilson College in Asheville. With us also is the gathering's founder, Doug Orr. Doug, how has it changed in 25 years?
Well, we started very modestly, Frank. We had 93 participants the first summer with 35 instructors, meaning we were basically giving private tutorials and lost our shirt. but I lucked out, and I got a large grant from the Knight Foundation, a presidential leadership grant, which I could not put in the operating budget. It had to be for a startup program, and this was perfect. By the second or third summer, the word of mouth had kicked in all over the country, because there's a tight grapevine in the traditional music business.
And you had some of the great teachers. I mean, you had some really great people coming.
From the get-go. This summer, we have the two best Irish fiddlers in the world, some of the great masters. And this summer, we will greet, over 1,200 individuals,
wow,
including families and staff from all over the world, including, believe it or not, in Appalachian Old Time Week, 12 Australians.
Fantastic. And sounds like you get to keep your shirt on. All good. Thank you
so
much.
Right.
I'm going to let you play us out, but I want to thank you, Doug Orr, President Emeritus of Warren Wilson College, founder of the Swannanoa Gathering, and David Holt and Josh Goforth, who play a series of shows in North Carolina. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Frank.
And thanks for listening. The Swannanoa Gathering kicks off next week at Warren Wilson College, runs through the beginning of August. We have the details at our website, stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, David Holt and Josh Goforth.
Mountains and the valleys where the French Broad River flows. If it could write the history of the mighty things it knows, it would write a Boone and Crockett, Jackson and